Now time for our Riverside Locker Room Chat here on KNZA. High school basketball continues on. It is brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON, joined now by Riverside girls coach, that is Craig Burns. Well, coach, congratulations. Obviously, the midseason tournament win last week. Let's talk about that here today. You know, the McLeod tournament, you guys defeat Morehill Mounts Academy in that championship game. You also had wins in the first two rounds against Maranatha and KC Christian as well. So, fantastic tournament, a lot to dissect, but you guys come away with the midseason tournament championship. What'd you take away from last week?
Our team, they played really well together. We started to really share the ball really well, locking in on a defensive assignment, and gaining confidence. You know, after the first game, I could see the team coming together, and then especially after beating KC Christian, you know, the number one seed in the tournament, you know, our eyes were kind of big, wide open on going into that game, you know, how we was going to do. But winning that game, I think, really gave our players some confidence. And then playing Mar Hill, our league opponent, for the championship game, and they beat us last year at their place. Beating them, you know, really gave us some good feeling.
Yeah, one of the girls, or at least I know multiple girls we have talked about throughout the course of the year. You guys had three on the all-tournament team, Ella Whistler, Kennedy Griffin, also Nyla Duncan. You know, we gave Nyla a shout-out this week, one of our athletes of the week, and, you know, I was kind of waiting to see a good opportunity to give her that highlight because we've talked about her throughout the year and obviously in the last couple of years how good she has been. She's not going to extremely, you know, blow everybody away in the points per game department, but what she does defensively, you know, distributing the basketball with assists, she can rebound, she's one of the league leaders in steals. I mean, she just does a little bit of everything, and she was always, or obviously crucial for you guys in that three-game stretch to help win that tournament.
Yeah, it's one thing for Nyla is this, she is looking fresh. I mean, from all those games, we play her pretty much the whole game. We don't take her out, and she doesn't have to come out. So as coaches, we're over there talking like, okay, we got to give her a little break. We got to get her at least a minute or so before the quarter ends. Or, we're trying to strategize with that. But then just watching her play is just how she moves, and she never looks like she's tired. So it's kind of like I almost forget about trying to get her some rest, the way she's attacking, and the way she, we always talk about, push the pace. You know, we want to push the pace. So she does that so well. You know, she advances the ball with her pass, and, just getting our team in the right play, getting our team in the right defensive assignment. If you watch Nyla in a game and you just watch her, you can see her talking to the other players, telling them like, okay, yeah, you're supposed to be here, or you should have cut there. You can just see her talking to everybody out on the court because we do have a couple of young players that are still growing in the process. So she is right there helping them along every step of the way. So she's great player, great player. We're going to miss her next year, sure.
Well, we still got a few more weeks, a month and change, you know, left in the season. Certainly a lot of play to still be had. That is Craig Burns joining us, Riverside girls basketball coach. Again, fresh off the midseason tournament win at McLeod. Now after a game against Sabetha earlier in the week, a few days off, and then two crucial league games coming up next week, Tuesday and Friday, starting with Moore Hill coming up Tuesday, and then at Jefferson County North next Friday. So two crucial league games coming up next week for Riverside. Coach, we always appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for what you guys do for Northeast Kansas sports, and may God bless.